Chapter 7 Negotiations. The next day, the kind man Sidi Hamet called me into his tent. I learned that the hostile younger man was his brother, Saeed. Hamet began to question me about my country. I now knew many words in the nomad's language and answered him as well as I could. He was an intelligent man and understood me perfectly. "My name is James Riley, and I was captain of the ship Commerce," I told him. "I'm from the United States, and I've got a wife and 5 children."
"What happened to your ship?" he asked.
I told him about the shipwreck, our meeting with the nomads, and our sufferings as slaves. I cried while I was telling him the story, and I noticed tears in his eyes too. It was a relief to find some compassion in this cruel land, and I hoped this kind man could help us.
"I've brought some blankets and cloth to sell," Hamet said. "I'm going to buy you with them, Captain Riley."
"Sir, my oldest son is here with me," I lied. "His name is Horace, and he'll die if I leave him. My men will die too." Hamet shook his head.
"I can't take any of them," he said. "I can only buy you."
"Please help us all, sir," I said. "If you take me and my companions to Morocco and let us go free, I'll pay you for each man." Hamet was interested in this offer.
"How much will you pay me?" he asked.
$50 for each man," I replied without thinking.
"And how much more will you give me for yourself?" Hamet asked.
$100, I replied.
"Have you got any money in Morocco?" he asked.
"I've got a rich friend in Mogador," I lied. "He'll happily lend me the money."
"You're lying," he said.
"No, it's the truth," I insisted.
"I'll buy you then," he said. "But remember, if you're lying, I'll cut your throat."
I begged him to buy Horace too, but he still refused. I decided that the best hope for my men was to leave with Hamet and contact an American or European official in Mogador. If he was a good man, he would help to find them and save them from this horrible life. Early the next morning, Hamet paid my master 2 blankets, some cloth, and some ostrich feathers for me. Then he and his brother prepared the camels for our journey. Before we left, Hamet gave me time to say goodbye to my men. I was very upset, and when I saw Horace, I cried.
"Let Horace go in my place," I begged Hamet. "Take him to Mogador and send him home to his mother, and I promise that you will receive the money for him."
This impressed Hamet, who now believed that Horace was my son.
"I won't separate you from your son," he said. "You can have him."
Then I fell on my knees and begged him to take Mr. Savage and Clark too.
"They won't survive the journey," he said. "And if they die, I won't get my money."
"I'll pay you the same if they live or die," I promised. Saeed was very angry.
"He's lying, Hamet," he told his brother. "If you believe him, we lose everything. We should kill him for his disrespect."
"What's the name of your friend in Mogador?" Hamet asked me.
I was in great danger. What name could I give him? I didn't know anyone at all in Mogador. Then I had an idea.
"My friend's name is Consul General," I told Hamet.
He didn't understand the meaning of those English words, so he didn't realize this was an invented story. I hoped to get a message to the British or Spanish consulate in Mogador and find a compassionate official there to help us.
"All right," said Hamet.
I'll buy all your men. But you must now pay me $200 for yourself and your son, and $100 for each of the others.
I agreed. There was no other option.